Yes, Audacity, save it anyway. I'm aware my project is empty. I really, really don't need you telling me things I already know. I have the government, and I have women to do that for me. All right, well, welcome to the end of the world. Doing something a little bit... All right, basically, here's what's really going on. Is I'm procrastinating cleaning and organizing and chugging through the to-do list and taking care of stuff. Because today is Tuesday the 17th, I think. Is this St. Patrick's Day? Hold on, I need a calendar. Here's my calendar book right here. This is also me. There's a lot of things going on here. It's early in the morning. What time is it? Well, okay. It's not early in the morning anymore. It's 0900. But it is gray and shitty looking outside. And my plans for the day were to stay home and chug through stuff that I need to get done. Try to organize podcast material. At this point, I don't know if I'm going to do a linkage for today. I had started one, but you might just get this podcast instead. I'll put this out later. No, wait, yes, yeah, today is St. Patrick's Day. Well, that's going to put a dampening on all the booze hounds. It's St. Patrick's Day, let's go get drunk. So I'm all... oh, God. I'm also testing out recording on this computer in the living room under Linux. I had to smack it around a little bit to get the microphone to work, but... now it's working, and it's actually working really fucking good. It's a very nice looking waveform. Might make a fire later on. And we'll see. If the world hasn't blown up by tomorrow, I'm going to go out, run some errands. I might try to set up an appointment to get a haircut before everything really goes to shit, because I don't want to go into the apocalypse with bad hair. Probably go buy some more firewood, maybe, I don't know. Once again, yeah, okay. See, now my brain is racing because I'm coming up with all the stuff I want to talk about. I don't really need to stock up on any food stuff because I got stuff. I just don't have a frame of reference for people who, like, something goes wrong and they panic and they go, oh my God, I gotta go buy bleach. I mean, I have bleach. You know, I gotta buy toilet paper. I have toilet paper. Like, how do you not... is it like a just-in-time economy? Is that how some of you people operate? I'm not necessarily judging you. Yes, actually, I am. Because, see, this is what happens. When something like this happens, everybody runs to the store to buy toilet paper and bleach and, like, cleaning chemicals that disinfect and... what else was there a run on? There's like a run on laundry detergent. Not laundry detergent. Dishwasher detergent. I'm just like, how do you people not have this stuff? Like, I buy the giant container of little dishwasher pods. And I don't eat them because I'm not a Zoomer or a millennial. And when I open up the giant... there's like, what, 70 of them or some shit? When I open up the 70-pack of dishwasher pods, that's when I go buy another container of dishwasher pods. You have like a bottle of alcohol. And when you open the bottle of alcohol, that's when you buy another bottle of alcohol. And you have a spray bottle of 409. And the first time you use the spray bottle of 409... that's when you go buy another spray bottle of 409. You see what I'm saying? So there, I always have stuff. So when somebody says, oh my God, there's a Wuhan, is it Wuhan, Wuhan, whatever. I know we're not supposed to call it that because it's racist. Yeah, and see, now all the, ooh, it's racist. Oh, the fucking racism. The racism. Just, we can't fucking, and this is why I want people to die. Because we got to focus on the fucking racism. You go to the CDC website and there's this thing about you know, the racism of assuming that people who are Oriental have the virus or something. I'm like, guys, can we stop with the fucking racism? And the thing is, we can't, because everything has to be about hating white people. Everything. Wuhan, there it is. Because I'm looking at this memo from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, which we'll get to in a minute. Wuhan, the Wuhan virus. I'm from henceforth forward, I am going to call it the Wuhan virus, just to fucking trigger the people who think that everything is racist. Okay? And God help me, if I really want to trigger some of you, I'm going to read some excerpts from Whiteness, The Original Sin by Jim Goad. My God, this book is, this is like the most, like if you're not white, you should read this book, because this is the most offensive thing to you that could ever possibly exist other than actual white people, which for some reason you just hate, yet you can't stop trying to come to our countries. Anyhow, we're not here to rant about that. We're here to talk about other stuff. So let me get back to where I started and close all of my parentheses. If the world still exists tomorrow, go out and buy some more firewood. I have a pretty big stack of firewood, but I might buy some more. And I'm trying to think, like, is there anything else I even need from the store? I mean, the only other thing that I could possibly want, need, maybe more ammunition, but you know, unlike you people, I have stuff. Why, how do you not have stuff? How do you not have food in your house? So I'm at the grocery store a couple of days ago. I think it was Saturday. And stuff is starting to reappear. Like they had some baby wipes and they had some toilet paper. And there's a sign on the door that says, you know, limit of 3 paper products per person, because they're putting the kibosh on this hoarding shit, which, you know, good for them. I mean, everybody had their chance to go out and buy a bunch of toilet paper for whatever reason. I don't know. Maybe if you take toilet paper and you wrap your house with it, maybe that protects you from the Wuhan virus. I don't know. I still don't understand the connection between the toilet paper and everything else. I mean, Wuhan, it doesn't give you diarrhea, does it? And if everything shuts down and you run out of food, you're not going to shit that much. And you're not going to be going out of your house. So even if there's a little bit of poop on your butt and you smell a little poopy, I mean, who cares? There's no one there but you and the poor people that are stuck with you. God, I feel sorry for people who, like in a college town, people who hate their roommates. Ugh, this is a bad time for them. Nowhere you can go. If you're a college kid, you probably work in a restaurant, so you're not going to work. We'll get to that in a minute. I'm getting way ahead of myself. See, now all these things are flooding into my mind that I want to talk about. In addition to testing the computer here and prolonging the agony and procrastinating, rather, is a better way to put it, procrastinating doing the shit I need to do today. I'm also going to test the starting and the stopping of the podcast. So when I run out of things to say, I'm just going to stop recording and then try picking back up later. We're going to see how that works out. Technically, I mean, I know how it works with me talking, but I got to see if it works with the fucking software the way I think it's going to work. So I'm in the Safeway. And I'm standing in the line to check out. And I've got like, you know, 20 items in my shopping cart. Like literally Hitler, 20 items, because I have stuff, and I wanted some fruits and veggies. Oh, my friend Alice, she told me she went to the Safeway. She goes to the same Safeway, and she said she went in there the other day. They were completely out of bananas, and we're trying to figure this out. Like, okay, the apocalypse is coming. Yet, who stocks up on bananas? I mean, the shelf life of a banana is what, 5 days if you're lucky? Maybe 7 days if you buy it green? I mean, who hoards bananas? So I'm standing in the checkout line with my 20 items, with a person in front of me with a full cart and a person behind me with a full cart. And there is one of the refrigerated cases, you know, which is so about the width of two refrigerators, at the end of one of the aisles. And it's filled with stuff that's all got the little tags on it that says it's for sale, like, you know, 2 for 1 or dollar off or whatever it is. But it's all on sale. It's all sale items. And it's all frozen stuff. The only boxes I recognized from a distance were the Eggo waffles. And the other stuff in there was something in the along the lines of Eggo waffles. And as I'm standing there, this overweight woman waddles up with a shopping cart, opens up that refrigerated display case, and literally Hitler cleans it out. She was climbing into the case to reach into the back. She took every single thing out of the case and put it into the shopping cart. Okay, first of all, it's all frozen goods. So as soon as the electricity goes out, the clock is ticking. Secondly, it's Eggo waffles and things of that nature. It's pure empty calories. Meanwhile, and this is why, once again, number one, here you go, great one. Why do you think democracy doesn't work? Well, probably because I've looked around me. Okay, reason democracy doesn't work. Reason why democracy is a bad idea. People are stocking up on frozen goods. And also the frozen veggies were getting cleaned out, which I can at least kind of understand the frozen veggies, again, as long as you have electricity. Because remember, like here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, there's probably like literally, Hitler, only about 100 people who can actually keep the electricity working. Like if those 100 people die and somebody can't come from another city, the electricity's going away. And when the electricity goes away, your freezer goes away. When your freezer goes away, all your frozen veggies, again, the clock is ticking. You got about, what, 3 or 4 days to eat those. Although if they're in a freezer and you don't open the freezer and everything in there is frozen, that is going to prolong the descent. People are cleaning out the frozen food, especially the Eggo waffles, because they're so nutritious, right? That's going to sustain you through the apocalypse, is Eggo waffles. Meanwhile, over in the canned food section, canned vegetables, all over the plate, were buried. There's so many fucking canned vegetables, the shelves are just full. I'm looking at this going, okay, here's why democracy doesn't work. People are clearing out the frozen goods, the fucking Eggo waffles, and they're walking right past the canned vegetables, the canned fruit, the canned beans, the canned meat. That's what people are buying. Well, overweight women. That's what overweight women are buying. Eggo waffles for the apocalypse. And yeah, we could file this under the category of women shouldn't be allowed to vote, but no, I'm filing this under the category of nobody should be allowed to vote. Because I'm pretty sure it's not just fat women that cleaned out the Eggo waffles section. All right, speaking of cleaning things out, Alice, by the way, it is called the Regional Biocontainment Laboratory, RBL for short, because yesterday I got together with my friends, one of whom is Alice, who works at CSU and does the plant research. And we were talking about stuff, And she's one of those people. She's just aghast that how in the fuck do they not have testing for this? Because apparently the testing for this is just a PCR process, which is something that she does like 100 times a day and requires virtually no brain cells. And you can look up what PCR process is on the internet. And I don't know enough about this to explain it to you. I just know that if the testing could just be done by PCR, it's not that big of a deal. And then she, because she knows a little bit more about that side because she has contacts. So now apparently she's saying the government has decided private companies can get involved in testing for coronavirus or something. So we'll see what happens when private sector gets involved. I don't know. Again, this is all a lot of third hand information. So don't take any of this stuff seriously because I'm not. But anyhow, we were talking about that, you know, we were talking about the fact that there is this regional biocontainment laboratory right here in Fort Collins, which is literally Hitler designed specifically for the purpose of if a pandemic like this happens. And I still don't know if we want to call it a pandemic yet, but we'll call it a pandemic just because we got to call it something other than the Wuhan virus, because calling it the Wuhan virus is, of course, racist, because anything that does not directly or at least indirectly lead to the extermination of white people is racist. That entire building is there specifically for the purpose so that there's something like a Wuhan virus outbreak. You take a sample of the Wuhan virus there and top scientists, those were air quotes you heard around that phrase, top scientists will come in and start researching a vaccine or a cure or whatever it is, depending, you know, is it a virus, is it a prion, is it a bacteria, what, so forth, so on. And she's like, yeah, as far as I know, nothing's happening out there. And I'm like, yeah, say, not that I have contacts in that field anymore. But okay, come on, CDC, go. And there's also, right across the street, literally Hitler, across the street from the Regional Biocontainment Laboratory, you can Google this and find out that what I'm saying is true, is a less than 20-year-old Center for Disease Control building. Right here in Fort Collins. I mean, we've got the top scientist. I think that the Regional Biocontainment Laboratories, I forget now, because again, it's been a long time and I don't have to keep up with this anymore, but I think they only built 12 of those in different regions, hence the title Regional Biocontainment Laboratory. I mean, we've got these two almost brand new, less than 20 years old, brand new research facilities dedicated specifically to this kind of scenario, supposedly staffed with top scientists. All right, well, can we top scientists the fuck up on it anytime? Or what exactly have you been doing with my tax money that you've stolen from me? Because taxation is theft. It really is. I know this is really hard for you to understand because I know they built a road. And I mean, all you have to do, once again, you know, if Hitler would have just taken the fucking Jews and after he gassed them, if he'd have ground them up and put the fucking bones, their bone grindings into some fucking asphalt and made a road, everything would have been okay. Because apparently all you got to do is make a fucking road, you know, and you can blow up people at weddings with missiles launched from flying robots. You can fucking print money whenever you feel like it. You can engage in quantitative easing. You can, I don't know, we could go on. We don't. Anyway, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. All you gotta do is build a road and you can get away with anything. So this morning, hang on, let me look at email real quick. Let me see where we're at. If anything's come up, because I heard my email beeping. And all the emails are still coming in advertising everything. The restaurants are still advertising. Oh, so let me get to that, because that's sort of the point. That's why we're here. How to get the most out of your AAA membership? What? How to get your AAA membership renewed for free? Oh God. No, I'm not. No, I'm not gonna switch to Sprint. Fuck Sprint. I have a fucking burner phone, you idiots. You know, and so once again, the apocalypse is coming and everybody's still trying to sell shit. All right, anyway, it's, and we also discussed, is it the apocalypse or not? We all agree it's way too early to tell. My friend Alice also pointed out something which is, and I want to pass this on to you because I want everybody to keep this in mind. And this is a very good point. And this is the sort of thing where, let me start that sentence all over after I get a drink of water. This is critical thinking 101. This is the sort of thing you have to do when you are presented with information, like at a time like this, when everybody's running around panicking over Wuhan virus. Okay. So we see these numbers that tell us the number of confirmed Wuhan virus cases has gone up from, you know, X to X times 3 in the last 3 days or some shit like that. Okay, and now suddenly it looks like, oh my God, it's exploding in the population. Well, see, not really. Because, like, 2 weeks ago, nobody was being tested for Wuhan virus, and thus there were no confirmed cases. Now that people are finally being tested and the test results are finally coming back, there's all these people testing positive. So it looks like it's exploding when in fact what's actually happening is that we are establishing the baseline because we're actually looking for it for the first time. So this initial burst of numbers is actually fairly meaningless. Not saying completely meaningless, okay, but it's fairly meaningless because we are right now, the CDC and all the other idiots, right now the baseline is being established because nobody's looked for Wuhan virus until now. So you can't sit here and necessarily say, well, we went from zero to this in this amount of time. Well, and not really, because we don't know what one of the, because we weren't looking for it until now. So we give it a few more days, and then we might have an actual legitimate baseline. And then we'll see what happens from there. And then I don't think we can declare this to be apocalypse or non-apocalypse probably for about another 2 weeks. I think it's going to take that long. It is. I mean, there's no thinking. Let me rephrase that. It's going to take 2 weeks to get any kind of actual numbers that could go towards establishing, is this the apocalypse or is this not the apocalypse? We are still establishing the baseline. I'm not saying don't panic. I'm saying, and I'm not sure as I'm not saying panic. I'm saying just panic in moderation. Just everyone relax and let's see what the fuck happens. You know, now that we waited all this time to implement travel bans because we didn't want to be called racist. And this makes it really hard for me to have sympathy for anyone who gets the virus and dies because, statistically speaking, most of the people killed by the virus will be leftist who are in favor of open borders and opposed to travel bans and in favor of free healthcare and think that diversity is our strength. And I'm not just saying that to hear the sound of my voice at 09:21 in the morning with a cup of coffee in my hand in the Alice in Wonderland coffee mug that was given to me as a present by a cute redhead. I'm saying that because if you're a leftist who thinks that white people are racist and believes in diversity and thinks we should have open borders and free healthcare, I want you to die. you need to not exist in the same society as me in order for me to maximize my freedom. And since I can't leave because I am a slave and I am the property of the government of the United States, and even if I leave, I'd still be expected to pay income taxes, right? Because I can't go somewhere and just say, hey, I dissociate myself from all of you, leave me the fuck alone, because the government will come to kill me when I don't pay taxes. Because I can't leave, I have to make you leave. And if making you leave means you get the Wuhan virus and die, I am totally okay with that. Speaking of dying, there's the economy of Fort Collins. So, Alice sends out an email this morning. The governor, our homosexual, rich, white, male, overweight, flabby, leftist governor, Jared Polis. He is all of those things. I'm not making any of that up. Google him. Very rich. Very rich. Because Democrats care about the poor people. Our rich, homosexual, white governor has shut down all the bars, restaurants, cigar bars. What else? Hang on. I could use the magic of the internet. I could pull this up real quick. Governor blah, 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 Jared Polis ordered the closure of dine-in services at restaurants and bars throughout the state. Ordered gyms, casinos, theaters, coffee houses, cigar bars, brew pubs, and distillery pubs to close. This order is effective at 0800 hours on March 17th. Restaurants are allowed to continue to serve meals for delivery or carry out, but not for in-person dining. It will stay in place at least 30 days unless counter-ordered by the government. And even though I'm talking about, you know, calling him our rich, white, homosexual governor, I'm not saying this is a bad idea. I'm not saying that at all. It's a good idea. But I am saying, is this going to fucking destroy the economy? Especially here at Fort Collins, where so much. I mean, like, Fort Collins revolves around drinking alcohol, going to restaurants, and smoking dope. I mean, this is going to affect a huge chunk of the flow of money. And then, so we got all the college kids and of course, all the people with liberal arts degrees who work in restaurants. This goes back to, great, so let's say you have a restaurant job. You're a waitress at the restaurant. Effective now, you don't need to go to work for 30 days. Because even if the restaurant is staying open to do takeout and delivery, you don't need wait staff for that. Right, at the most, you need one wait staff there to plug in the orders. So you got all these people who are now stuck at home with their roommates who they may or may not hate. So this has got to be trying. I'm wondering if there's going to be a bump in the suicide rate or the murder rate, because I just couldn't stand that bitch anymore. Other thing that was confirmed for me by Alice, who works at CSU. So they did extend spring break for a couple of days. And they announced they are going to online classes after spring break. Initially, it was just going to be for like a week or two. But then they announced that it's going to be the entire rest of the semester, which is just March, January, from March. Oh, wait, actually, no, it ends in May. So it's March, April, and part of May. I think the semester ends in May. I know graduation is in May. Or at least it has been in the past. The thing is, this notice went out fairly late. And so there's probably a lot of people who left campus early for spring break without knowing this was going to happen, and thus don't have their school books with them. Because essentially they were just told, don't come back to campus. However, the residence halls are what you and I would know as dormitories, but I'm pretty sure you can't call it dormitory anymore, because I think that's, I don't know, it's racist or sexist or Maybe it's a homophobic word, I don't know. But now they call them residence halls. The residence halls are still open. And everybody's still living there. So we still got these congregations of people, but there aren't going to be any classes. And we were discussing that. Alice was telling me apparently the recreation center on CSU campus is still open. Okay, so there's your intelligence level. That's the trash truck you hear in the background. Yeah, those are some people who will not be out of work. Oh, hold on. I'm going to check something real quick. Stay there. I'm going to see something. Yep, okay. I was just looking because I wanted to see if the person operating the trash truck was a man or a woman, right? Because we know, of course, women are underrepresented in the workplace. So I wanted to see if there were any women who were stepping up to driving the trash truck at 09:27 on a Tuesday morning when it's all cloudy and gloomy outside and the apocalypse might be coming. But no, you know who's driving the trash truck? It's a man. And hey, let's go all the way. Let's go all the way. What color do you think this man is? I'm just saying, there's this thing around us called civilization. Electricity, indoor plumbing, toilet paper. You know, I wonder where all these things come from. Huh. I couldn't possibly have anything to do with white men. Anyhow, let's go back to talking about all the great things white men have done, everything. Where was I talking about? CSU, not coming back, graduation. Where did I leave off when I got distracted by the white man doing the work of keeping civilization running? Listen to all that garbage, man. And the people who threw all that away probably believe in global warming. Anyone remember when we were going to run out of space for landfills? Anyone remember when that was a big deal? When all the media and all the magazines and the internet were running out of space for landfills? Anyone remember that one? Oh, that was fucking hilarious. Have you ever been in an airplane? Have you ever flown from one city to another? Yes, we are running out of space for landfills. Which, once again, I'm not advocating throwing everything away. I am quite opposed, actually, to the disposable society we live in, where everything is cheaply made. Like, for example, look at furniture. I mean, I got this IKEA fucking end table sitting right here. It's this cheap piece of shit. Literally Hitler made out of pressed cardboard. I know this because I've gotten one wet before and it just explodes. And it's literally compressed cardboard. It's disposable fucking furniture that ends up getting thrown away. Whereas right over there, I have an end table that's made out of wood, actual wood, that belonged to my grandmother, which has lasted for, what, I don't know, 60 years? And will last another 60 years. Okay, so I am actually very opposed, like whatever, ideologically, ecologically, economically, to the world we live in where things like furniture are just cheaply made and practically disposable. And sure, okay, so you can get a piece of furniture really cheap, but how long does it last? And then you throw it away, then you buy another one. As opposed to a society where shit is made to last. You buy a fucking chair and you have a chair for the rest of your fucking life. Now, I've told you guys about the coffee pot that I have that belonged to my grandmother. It's a coffee pot, and like the kind you put over heat and it percolates up. I mean, I've gone through how many plastic electric coffee makers in my life? That fucking coffee pot that belonged to my grandmother, 60 years old at least, still makes coffee. And it's made out of metal. One piece of, I don't know if it's plastic actually, or if it's glass, the little, there's a little knob at the top where you can see the percolating happening. As opposed to things like these coffee makers, which are made out of all plastic, which is one of the worst fucking things to throw back into the environment. And see, I'm not an eco-wacko, but I'm just being realistic. Plastic. You know, and I'm not trying to be, oh, look at the picture of the sea turtle choking on the Ziploc bag. No, no, but it is. Plastic is a terrible fucking thing to throw into the environment because it's never going to go away. Metal is a natural thing. Even if you throw a bunch of metal into the environment, it's not going to contaminate it in the same way that plastic does. Then, of course, plastic is petrochemicals, refining, and all this. Metal, you just fucking melt it and shape it. Plastic, terrible fucking thing to use indiscriminately. Once again, not saying we shouldn't use plastic for anything. But just everything is plastic. And it's all disposable. And it's because you people are lazy and you want cheap shit. But then you also want to whine about global warming. Okay? If you would pick one or the other, I wouldn't want you to die from Wuhan virus. But you guys want cheap, disposable shit. And you want to talk about pollution. You don't get to do both. It has no, God, I'm off topic. What was the topic? Let's see, I finished the Eggo waffle girl. Talked about how there's still canned stuff all over the fucking shelf, but no one's taking that because they're stupid. The RBL and CDC doing nothing. Let's see, so the students, okay, students, yeah, so the students are not coming. Oh, yes! So, goddamn, see, closing those parentheses, bitches. Alice told me, and I'm assuming that this has just changed effectively today, but Alice was telling me, so they stopped classes at CSU, but the recreation center is still open. And I'm like, you're fucking shitting me, because the city of Fort Collins, they shut down. There's a city of Fort Collins owned recreation centers. City of Fort Collins shut those fuck. That's a Sally sells seashells by the seashore. No, let me take a swig of water. We'll see if that helps my inability to articulate myself in any meaningful way whatsoever. Probably not. The city of Fort Collins shut down their rec centers. I told you, I already bitched about the library being shut down. I wish they'd have given us a little more fucking notice. That's the thing. You could spam me with shit. I wish you'd have spammed me 24 hours or even 12 hours in advance of shutting down the library so I could have returned shit I wanted to return and picked up the holds that I have so I could have some fucking library material while the library is shut down. Thanks a lot for that fucking that up, City of Fort Collins. But the City of Fort Collins shut down their rec centers, libraries, the theaters, the senior centers, right? I mean, the city shut all this stuff down last week. They were on it. CSU still has their fucking rec center open so all the students can go in there and exchange germs. But they're shutting down the classes. So I'm assuming, though, that the rec center is shut down now. But then they're also talking about, Alice was telling me, the university is talking about, they might shut down all of the dining halls except for one of them. And she's like, well, that seems like a good idea. And I'm like, are you sure? Because then you just have everybody in one dining hall spreading all their germs. Thinking it would make a lot more sense. And I don't know how many dining halls are on CSU campus. It would make more sense to keep, I don't know, maybe six of them open. Actually, it'd make a lot more sense to tell all the students to get the fuck off of campus. But we're probably not going to be smart enough to do that. Keep like six of the dining halls open so that you're at least spreading it out a little bit. So not everybody is in one fucking room. Anyway, only point that out because that's the intelligence level of Colorado State University, the intelligence level of the college system, which is, of course, educating your children. Specifically, if you have daughters and you've sent them to college, your daughters are being educated to hate white people and be sluts and think that they're equal to men by people who are not smart enough to shut down the rec center when there is a potential pandemic of Wuhan virus. All right, so we got all that done. Jared Polis closing the restaurants. Told you about that. That's really going to fuck up the economy around here. There's going to be a lot of people running out of money really fast. And that's going to be interesting to see how all of this shakes out. I saw on the Twitterverse that, was it Xcel? Somebody, one of the utility companies, I can't remember, it must have been Xcel. They do natural gas. Was saying that they weren't going to shut off service to anybody who doesn't pay their bill during the pandemic situation. I was just thinking, I was wondering if the federal government was going to, you know, not do anything to people who don't pay taxes during the pandemic. Nah, probably not. So then I also saw, let's transition into taxes, which are still theft. Not only are they theft, but they're pretty ineffective theft right about now, considering that the Center for Disease Control has done jack shit other than put up a website that Alice and I were also talking about the fucking website they put up for the fucking Wuhan virus. It's terrible. And it's fucking useless. God, it's like, you want to look at where the cases have been reported. It just has, where did I do that screenshot at? Somewhere. Anyway, it's like a map of the United States, and the states are different colors according to how many cases have been reported. Okay, that is not useful. I would like to know where. Oh, by the way, I also got an email. Hang on, let me see if I can find it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine. I feel fine. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da Delaware County Department of Health and Environment has identified a connection from its first Wuhan virus case. It actually says COVID-19, but we're calling it the Wuhan virus because we are racist. Identified a connection from its first Wuhan virus case to an employee of a long-term care facility. The healthcare worker that was positive for Wuhan virus was an employee at the North Shore Health and Rehab Facility in Loveland. Health and Rehab Facility, it's kind of close to a hospital. Guys, as we may or may not slide into a legitimate pandemic, remember what the Great One has fucking told you over and over throughout the years. Hospitals are where people go to die. I think I might have Wuhan virus. I wonder if I should go to the hospital. Only if you would like to die. Stay away from the hospitals. Back to taxation. So I saw somewhere somebody floated this idea. Well, you know, that it's everything's fucked up and the economy's going to fucked up and people are going to have a hard time paying their bills because, you know, because nobody's saved any money. I mean, I'm pretty poor as shit, but I have enough money to make it at least 4 months. At least 4 months without any more income.
An average American doesn't have $400 for an emergency.
Yeah, we're about to sort those people out. Let's not do all that speculating. I compose my thoughts so I can finish this off, and then we're gonna. This is 44 minutes. I can't believe I've actually stood here and babbled for 44 minutes. I thought I was going to talk for a bit. And everyone's like, Great One, what do you mean you thought you were going to talk for 10 minutes and be finished? Have you ever listened to yourself? When's the last time, Great One, that you ever managed to fucking talk for 10 minutes and shut the fuck up? I was going to add more to this. This might just be today's fucking podcast, even though today is Tuesday and not a podcast day. Maybe I'll just do this for the next few days until everything levels out and we figure shit out. Anyhow, tomorrow, I'm going to try to get out of the house, do some shopping, grab the couple of things I need, do the haircut, see, you know, what the state of the world is. One thing I might buy some more of is canned tuna. Canned tuna, guys. Canned tuna. And maybe coffee. Because coffee was on sale. The coffee I drank was on sale. If it's still on sale, I might grab some more coffee. You know what else there was a run on at the store? Is chips. Because one of the things I wanted to get was a bag of Tostitos. I go to the chip section, and Alice was there like the same day I was, and we both saw the same thing. The Tostitos cleaned out. And there's like literally, Hitler, 12 bags of Tostitos left on the shelf. Meanwhile, right next to the Tostitos, oh, hang on, if you... The warming pad on the coffee pot just turned too, just, ugh. Whew. Timed out. I had to go refill my coffee cup with the last little dredges of coffee there before it starts cooling down. Tostitos cleaned out. I got literally, Hitler, the last bag of roasted red pepper Tostitos. Right next to the Tostitos is a shit ton of Fritos, which are on sale, buy two, get three more free. I'm like, Tostitos, not on sale, cleaned out. Fritos, on sale, nobody's touching them. What is going through people's minds? I'm not sure I understand what's happening here. And maybe I stock up on ammunition some more. Anyways, okay. Somewhere, possibly on Twitter, because this seems like the sort of thing somebody on Twitter would say, I saw someone floating an idea because economic hard times are definitely coming. The government should give everybody $1,000 to help them through it. And I'm looking at this, I'm going, that's your typical stupid idea you get from people who shouldn't be allowed to vote. So allow the great one, because once again, remember, I'm running for president. This is going to be an interesting development. So here's one thing. Is this going to be what brings Donald Trump down in the next presidential election? Because up until now, you know, I was willing to go along with everyone who's saying, Trump will get reelected. Trump will get reelected. Because, I mean, you look at the Democrats, and it's like, yeah, God, Trump's going to get reelected. Is this going to fuck Donald Trump over? I'm also waiting for the conspiracy theorist, and maybe this has already happened. You tell me. Has anyone gotten on the interwebs and announced that the Wuhan virus is fabricated by the Trump administration to allow Donald Trump to declare a national state of emergency and call off the elections so that he can remain president? I am waiting for that to hit the headlines of CNN. You know, this is Donald Trump trying to declare a state of emergency so he can assume power and declare himself president for life. Which, once again, if I can avoid presidential elections, I'm completely in favor of that. I will completely back Donald Trump as president for life if that means I don't have to endure another presidential election until he dies. And hang on one second. I got to look at something over here. Okay, I'm back. Another reason I'm recording in the living room is because the main computer I normally record on, I'm doing some updates in Gentoo Linux, and it's been compiling shit all night, and it's getting near wrapping up. I had to check on that. All right. So allow me to explain to you how simple this is. Even in a fucked up state of society, it's really simple. Here's how we deal with this. Yes, economically, a whole bunch of people are about to be butt-fucked harder than they've ever gotten. The millennials and the Zoomers, I think a lot of them are still sufficiently dependent on their parents that they're fine. Like, for example, Yoga Pants Girl, her daddy is rich. I mean, not like billionaire rich. But, I mean, again, I've mentioned this before, her father buys automobiles for the fun of it. Okay, these people are not lacking in money, so she's fine. You know, she's fine. She could go the rest of her life without a job. She's fine. So the Zoomers might still be like close enough to their parents and maybe not have amassed enough debt or, you know, burdens, credit card debt, whatever, or signed leases or bought houses or whatever, that they're fine. The millennials. Holy fuck. Like, you think about, you know, your typical millennial, someone who's 32 years old, liberal arts degree, works as a waitress, is, you know, lives with two other people, you know, has no, and no one's going to be hiring. I mean, there's not going to be anybody hiring anybody right now. Jobs are about to fucking grind to a halt. Or job creation is going to grind to a halt, right? So all these people are going to suddenly not have a job. They're not going to find another job. So you got this 32-year-old woman with a liberal arts degree who works as a waitress, lives payday to payday, and bam, effective right now today, she has no income and she doesn't even have $400 in the bank. There's going to be some serious economic damage to people who don't make a lot of money. You know, Jared Polis will be fine. I know you're really concerned about, you know, Jared Polis because he cares about you so much. Jared Polis will be fine. The people who run marijuana dispensaries will be fine. So someone floated this idea, well, the government should give everybody $1,000. Great, so now let's redistribute some wealth and let's give everybody this weird arbitrary number of $1,000 and let's create this new bureaucracy to administrate the giving of the $1,000 because who exactly is going to be in charge? So much fucking work. Allow the great one to explain to you the very obvious to intelligent people, the very simple solution to help some people get through this bullshit. If you make less than $100,000 a year, or if you're a married couple and both of you have jobs, if you make less than $200,000 a year, if you file your taxes together, or maybe we put it that way. If you file your taxes together, $200,000 a year. If you file your taxes separately, $100,000 a year. That's your cutoff. If you make less than those numbers, the IRS sends you back all the money you paid in federal taxes last year. You get a full refund of the money that was illegally stolen from you under the threat of force. No, the fact that the government makes roads doesn't mean taxation isn't theft. It means you're an idiot. But I am serious about this. You're not, it's not redistributing wealth. You're not getting anybody else's money. You're getting the money that is legitimately your money. You earned that. That's your money. You are getting your money back. And the system, for giving you that money back is already in place. No additional bureaucracy, systems, or anything else need to be created. No additional employees need to be hired. Whatever you paid in taxes, they send it back to you. Full 100% refund. End of discussion. Done. Everybody has a chunk of money that they have actually earned that has not been redistributed from other people to help them get through the impending financial shit show. Yes. No, yes, I am a fucking genius. You are welcome. But no, nobody could do that because, see, that's too fucking easy. That's just way too fucking easy. And it's probably racist because, you know, white people would get more money back than black people. And we just can't have that. We can't do anything that's sane. We can't do anything that's simple. We can't do anything that makes sense. We can't do anything that even slightly reeks of meritocracy. And thus, the Wuhan virus lays smack down upon the idiots of the planet Earth.